Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. He is Michael Eisen. I am John Schmelk. Your week is not complete without it. Mike, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, John. Let's go. It's,
now,
it's cold.
Mike has not seen these questions, so let's see if you can figure these out on the fly here. First one from Robert in Pennsylvania. Should the Giants have used their franchise tag on anyone this season?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's normally like they did with Steve Weatherford last year. You use it just to buy time so you can negotiate a long-term contract. They really felt there was no one they needed to do that with this year. They've really used it very rarely in the, 20-some years. I don't think it was necessary at all.
Paul in Toronto, how many starting linebackers of the Giants in 2013 are on the roster as of today?
That's a good one. I'll say one.
I would too. I agree. Jaquan, right?
Yeah, well, possibly, yeah. I would say he would be the favorite. I think out of all the linebackers we have now, one of them is going to wind up starting somewhere. I'm not sure where, but let's say one.
All right, here we go. Andrew in Monmouth Junction. Do the Giants go young with their backup quarterback this year, or do they bring back David Carr or bring in a different vet?
Well, they signed Curtis Painter already, so he's sort of a young veteran. It's kind of a combination. But
do you think there'll be competition for him, though?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think at some point they'd like to bring in a younger quarterback. I mean, Eli's still going to be around for many years. You always kind of wonder about your next quarterback, and it's going to be hard. It's always hard to find a veteran to come in because Eli is so consistent. He's always out there. Ideally, I think the best situation would be for David Carr to return, although apparently he wants to look at other opportunities.
All right, now we're going to go to Mary in Lyndhurst. If you had the choice of only being able to help one part of the Giants' defense, their front seven or their secondary, which would it be?
I would say the front seven. I think everything starts up front. I just think the linebackers, which we discussed a little earlier, is the one area that really needs to be upgraded, and I would target them. And also, without Chris Canty, I think there's a need for a tackle, so I'll say the front seven.
Well, I can say one thing for sure. Mike and I want some news to break. We're tired of talking about the same what-if stuff here, so Frenzy starts next week. Should be exciting.
That'll be good. I'm looking forward to that.
Should be news. Should be fun. Thanks for joining us, everybody, for this week's edition of Eisen's Mailbag. For Mike, I'm John. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.